ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Bedil. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated to Yilui Nishmas, Binyamin Meir ben Rabdov Yitzchak Olav HaShalom.
Learning Avodah Zarah, Daf Chav Beis Amid Aleph. As the Gemara is in the middle of explaining a braisa, so let's just go back to Chav Aleph Amid Beis to see the braisa the Gemara is explaining. The Gemara brings down Shitas of Shimon Gamliel, the Yisku Adam Erchetzoy Legoi, if Nation Nikris Al Shmai, which is dumya to the Mishnah. And then it brings down the brice of Reb Shimon ben Elazar that says a different lashon. Lo yisker adam sadehu lukusi. He talks about an isser schiris by a sada. Instead of saying a goy, he says a kusi. If nation nikre al shmai. As the Gemara says, is medayik of loyvi kachom my shari namaris aris arisasa of it yachi kusinami. You should also say aris arisasa of it. And the Gemara says that Reb Shimon ben Elazar enochinami. If the hetter was because he's barisasa of it, which we saw last week, the Ran explains he's doing it for himself, not for the person, not for the yid. As then there wouldn't be a difference from a kusi and a goy, from the fact that he's machalik between a kusi and a goy. Must be Reb Shimon ben Elazar doesn't hold the head of Arisus. And why is a goy mutter? Because when you tell him to stop, he listens to you. Mashenkin Ukusi, when you tell him to stop, he doesn't listen to you because he thinks he knows better. That's the Gemara in the Trilo of Chav Beis Amar Aleph. As Mavur in the Gemara, that there's a machlekes Reb Shimon ben Gamliel and the Tan of our Mishnah, Pashtus holds like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Reb Shimon ben Elazar, what's the reason why you saw this mutter barisa? So, fear of Shimon Gamliel, the Gemara says, because he's Isaac barisa, so he's doing it for himself. Shimon ben Elazar doesn't hold to this heter, he has to come on to a new heter, because he'll listen to you when you tell him to stop. The shaila is, why is Reb Shimon ben Elazar chaylik on the time of Shimon ben Gamliel, that he's doing it for himself? As the Gemara, Rashi, no one is Masber, the Rishonim are not Masber, it's a little bit sosum. As in the Shailos HaTshuvos Ksav Sofer in Aruch Chaim Simen Men Malif, he shtels on it, and he says that Be'etzim, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, the Heter Reb Shimon Gamliel is based on 2 points. Number one, Mekad Adina, a guy that does Malacha for himself, even if Yisrael has enough from it, but it's mutter because the guy is doing it for himself. He's not b'shlichus to Yisrael. That's the heter me'ikad adina. We found that in the Mishnah, there was an iser by merchatz mishum maris ayin. As that we said, there's no maris ayin by sada because everyone knows arisasoi ka'ovid. As the shaila is Shimon ben Elazar's, Shimon Gamliel's heter is geboit on two chidushim. As in which nekuda is Reb Shimon ben Elazar chaylik on? You can learn he's chaylik me'ikad adina. He holds that you can't say the heter is because he's doing it for himself. And maybe you could add and explain. Because be'emes, when the guy is planting, the shvach of the karka goes to both of them. As even though the guy is gaining, but the yid is gaining also, he's also being mashpiach the chaylik of the yid. As maybe Reb Shimon ben Elazar holds, you can't say he's doing only for himself. He's doing also for the yid. But maybe there's no heter me'ikad adina. Or no, you would say that Reb Shimon ben Elazar's moed me'ikad adina, there's a heter. Now he holds the issur is only mishum maris ayin. As nira, a little bit of a diak, that's the chakira of the Ksav Sefer. As nira, a little bit of a diak from the Gemara, is mashma that he's choylik me'ikad adina. Because his lashon is, the lashon of the Gemara on the top of Chav Beis Amud Aleph, arisasar Reb Shimon ben Elazar leslei. Mashma, he doesn't hold of the heter of arisus b'chlal. Not that he holds his es of arisus, but sometimes there's a maris ayin anyway. It's mashma, he doesn't hold b'chlal of the heter of arisus. The maisa, there would be a nafkamina, as Hashem will see in the Hemshech. The Bach brings the Rivna Tori going. There's a chilek if it's also mikad adina mishum marasayin. Whatever is also mikad adina, as the schar is also. Mashain Kain, the what's also Mishum Maris Ayin, as the schar that the guy gives you is mutter. As if Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar is arguing Me'ika de Dina, as then it would be also for the yid to be nana from the peiros that the guy created when he was working on the field. Mashainkin, if you learn that it's just this Mishum Maris Ayin, as then the get of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar is that he can't tell you to do it, but the peiros wouldn't be also. So it's Mamash Nafkamin al Dina, why Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar is matter. Zaydapam, the Gemara Sosim, we just wanted to make a diak, a resosim, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Leslie, Mashmi is Cholik, make it a Dina. So that's one Nakuda in Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Another Nakuda, the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar holds that it's Asr, Lahaskir, Sada Lakusi, because he's gonna come to do Malacha on Cholamayid. And it's Nikra al Shem Yisrael. People are going to say the Yisrael told him to do it. Freg de Gemara, why does he have to come on to Shasha Maris Ayin? Typically, that it should be Asa Mishum, Lifnei Iva Leisitein Michshol. Seven de Gemara, Enochinami. There's two reasons, La'aser, and he only said one of them. Atkan is the Gemara. As in order to see the Rishonim on the Gemara, we need a little bit of Hakdama. The Rishonim boy from this Gemara, the Issa Malacha al Cholamayid is the Raisa, the Rabbanon. We want to Kaidim Kol see the Indian of Issa Malacha al Cholamayid, and then we'll come to the Gemara to explain what's the Raya from the Gemara. Kaidim Kol Nechlu Rishonim, a big machlokes, if the Malacha al Cholamayid is Asa Midaraisa or Midarabanan. The Makar Dinyan is the Gemara and Chagiga Daf Yud Ches. The Gemara brings Psukim and learns out from Psukim that it's Asa B'malacha. Pashas Mashman the Gemara, it's Asa Midaraisa. The other Rishayna Madaicha, maybe you could say the Psukim are a Smachta B'alma. Another Makar the Rishayna bring that the Issa Malacha is the Raisa from a Gemara might cut in Yud Aleph Amid Beis. The Ravashi is Mazvid the Mishnah. It's matter ba'avil and then ba'mayid. It's a bigger chiddush that there's a heter by mayid. Why? Because avil is also midrabanon. Then they were tiru mishum hefsid. B'chol ha'mayid, which is ised araisa, mechatesi they were tiru mishum hefsid. It's tainet the Ramban and the Rishonim that lechayra from that Gemara you have a raya. Kimat mafurish in the Gemara that it's a ised midaraisa. The Issa of Cholamayit. As Taisus by us, Taisus brings Rabbeinu Tam, that he's Cholik, and he learns that no, it's only an Issa Darabbanon. As Hashem will see the Rayas in the Hemshech. As how is he Doicha the Raya from the Gemara? He says because by Cholamayit, it is a Smachta Min HaTorah. As it's Daimit to an Issa Daraisa, Mashenkin by Oval, it's only a Smachta Min Divrei Kabbalah, as it's Daimit to Darabbanon. It's Arch Bir. Why just because there's an asmachta doesn't make it like an issa daraisa? As nearer from this taisis, you have a makar, the famous chakira. What's the inyan of asmachta? Is it the vort? It's kshash rishonim amashma that it's a way of remembering the halacha. As kiu they put on a pasuk because everyone knew the psukim. So if they show you in the pasuk, it's easier to remember. The Ritvin Rosh Hashanah and Daf Tesayin, a famous Ritva, says that he says somebody who holds that way, he's very sharp about it, that you can't hold that way, Avad, it's not that way. And he says the Vodim and Asmachta is when Hashem wrote the Pasuk in the Torah, Hashem was Mechavin that Chazal should make the Drasha. Just there's two kinds of things in the Torah. There's something that the Torah wrote, that you could be Doyish with the Yud Gimel Midash Torah Nidrashis Behem, as then it becomes a Din Daraisa. Mashenkin, something that the Torah wrote as a Remez, as the Torah was Meramez Rabbanon to make the Takana, but it's not Mufurish in the Torah that it's awesome. As the Fee said, it doesn't have a Din Daraisa because it's not Mufurish in the Torah that it's awesome, but It's Kilu Hashem wanted the Rabbanan to Aser, as it's a higher level than a regular Rabbanan. So as the Ritva just says it, explained the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin. Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin says on a din the Rabbanan, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Frag the Ritva, what do you mean Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Rabbanan were misakin. So the Ritva, because when Hashem wrote the Torah, being that there's an Esmachta, it was mechaven to this Indian. As a male, it's Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is over here, we'll see a step weiter. It's not only a hesber why the Gemara uses the words Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's also Chomer in the Etzem Itzer. Nira, that this Tosis is Lishitasa in Shabbos and Daf Lamed Dalet. Over here, the Gemara says, by Bein Hashmashis, where Machmer on Issa Tchumim, more than a Ruvei Chatzeres. The Shaila is why they're both Rabbanon. Zogter Bein Atam in Tosis, because Issid Tchumen have an Asmachta Midaraisa. As a male, it's more Chomer. As a male, Misfeka Yamachmer. So over here, we have Mefurisha Makor from Taisus, like Taisus over here, that something which is an Asmachta, the Rabbanu which is an Asmachta, is a more Chomer Dike Isser. Melo Taisus saying over the Yamachmer Misfeka. As Lefiza is Doch Geschmack, the Tosfos over here. Either Ramban brings a Rayas. Kodim Kol, you could say the Lashon of the Gemara Pashtus is Mashma Daraisa. But you could hear the Ramban in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Lamed Dalet is Choylik on the Ritva. The Ramban says over there, Amma Kodesh Baruch Hu is Lav Davka, Reitz Din der Rabbanon. Mashma der Ramban, that the Ramban didn't hold like the Ritva, the Smachta means, it's Kibu, it's said in the Torah. As a male, the Ramban holds that it's not a chomer that you have an asmachta, as he couldn't hold the teretz of Tesis. Okay. As those are the makairis that Issa Malach on Cholamayit is daraisa, either the Gemara in Chagiga Yud Ches or the Gemara in Mayit Katan Yud Aleph Amid Beis. In Tesis, in Chagiga and Daf Yud Ches, Tesis brings two makairis, a bunch of makairis that the Issa Malach on Cholamayit is the Rabbanan. Number one, he brings a Gemara that says that a Mechave Malachtoi on to Mayit, that he waits to do his Malach on Mayit, it's also the Rabbanan. As you see, even though if he does Malach on Cholamayit, it's also the Rabbanan. Taisis is Malcha, maybe of this Mechave Malachtoi, it's Betz Malach of Heter, just because he's Mechave in the Malach, it's also. And he brings Yerushalmi, the Lashon Yerushalmi, Sha'asru, Mashmah, it's a Din Drabbanan. The reason why they were also Malachah is because they should learn an Isaac B'Simchas Yantif. Yet, Mashmah Yerushalmi is explaining the Issa Drabbanan. And then Tosis also brings another Raya, because they were Matter at Dover Avud. Where do you find on a Din Daraisa that you could be Matter at Dover Avud? Those are the rayas of Tosfos that it's the Rabbanan. The Ran, Meir Katan, answers that the Gemara in Chagiga Daf Yud Ches says that even though there's a drasha of a Masu HaKosev HaYisra L'Chachamim L'Farshoi Be'ezen Yenhava Aser Amutter. And the Meretzchias over there that brings other derises that were Masu L'Chachamim. And when things are not mafurish in the Torah, there are Muslim in the Torah, the gather is Masa Akasu L'Chachamim L'Farshay, as it's a lower level Darais, and it's given to the Rabbanan to be mafurish, and they can make kulas, because it's not a Lehed Yedike Din Daraisa. Okay. To make a Sikum of the Shitas, Taisis over here, and in Chagiga, the Russian Maid Cotton Perik Aleph Semin Aleph hold it's Isser Darabanan. The Ramban in our Sugya and Maid Cotton Dab Beis, the ritual Maid Cotton Dab Beis holds that it's a Isser Daraisa. There's also Shitas Rashi, Maid Cotton Dab Yuram and Aleph Amit Beis. In the Choyra, there's a Diak from Rashi by us also that Rashi holds it's Daraisa. Rashi is on Chaf Aleph Amit Beis. Rashi says, that a kusi The Ramasal Kusi is love and malacha b'Shabbos, av b'chol shalmayir aved de lemidrash soifrim loy chayish. Except the Shaila, why does Rashi say that a Kusi does malacha chalamayir? Because he doesn't hold the drasha of the soifrim. Rashi should have said more, because the whole din is the Rabbanon. L'chayra mavur, that Rashi holds that be'etzem it's a din daraisa, as the kusim should hold of it. But being that it's a midrash soifim, it's a drasha from the pasuk, as the kusim don't hold of the midrash. Okay, now let's come back to our sugya. The Ramban over here in our sugya, in Moed Katan Daf Beis, the Ritvan Moed Katan Daf Beis, Tainis, there's a big raya from our sugya, that this malacha on chalamayit is the raisa, and so we get involved over here. They bring two rayas from the sugya. Number one, Harein the Gemara asks that there should be a issa lefnei ivan, the malacha of chalamayit. Zog the Ramban, on the issa de Rabbanon, there's no issa lefnei ivan. It must be the issa of chalamayit is the raisa. And that, Tosfos Bayas brings the Raya. Tosfos Bayas brings a Benetam that is Matcha. No, there's Issa of Naiva by Issa the Rabbanon also. Memes, it's Taka Kash on the Ramban. Why shouldn't there be Issa of Naiva on Issa the Rabbanon? Why is it any different than telling Yiva to go straight when there's a hole in the way, and there's a pit in the way, where he's gonna trip, or giving an Eitzah Sheinah Higenes? Over there, there's nothing to do with this. It's just you're not allowed to give an Eitzah Sheinah Higenes. As you see, giving an Eitzah Sheinah Higenes, tell him to do something that's bad for him, is Asar. As telling a person to do a Din Darabanan is also bad for him. It's not, what difference does it make if you fall in a pit in a physical sense or in a ruchniyistika sense? It's also a terrible thing. As how could you say there's no Issel of Naiva because it's only an Issel Darabanan? Hare, now that Darabanan asked it, it's a terrible thing to do an Avera Darabanan. So how could you cause him to do an Issa Darabanan? Why is it different than giving him an Eitzara? That's the big Shaila on the Ramban. As the Achiezer in Simen Pei Aleph, in Chile Gimel Simen Pei Aleph, Sivkot and Zayin, says a big Issai that he's very famous for, that the Issa of Lefneiva is called two Isurim. There's one eight iser to give a eitzara, the pasher of pshat. And he says that's only when he's ena yedeya. As then you're misleading him, you're giving him misinformation. That's the iser of naiva leisita mechshal. Lefize, a person who's over an aver b'shayeg enochinami, you're over on that kind of lefneiva. But when he knows it's aser and you're not misleading him, as then you can't aser. As the Poshet of Pshat of the Pasuk of Naiva is going, when you're giving an Eitzah, he doesn't know better. But when he knows better, he knows it's Aser, then you can't ask else that Lef Naiva. As he learns, there's no Chadin of Lef Naiva. And if you goyim someone to do an Avera, that's also a Lef Naiva. But Kum Techois, it's a Naya Issa, because you goyim him to do an Avera. That's another Sug of Lef Naiva. And he asks, why is he called the Ive? Because Einan M'choy Telem Keng Nichnas by Ruach Shtos, it's Kilu, he's blind. The Pirsha Mishnah is, the Rambam says, because his Taiva blinds him, his Yetzahara blinds him. Avavina Shvi, as you can't taina that it's Nisht, it's no less than a Eitzah Sheinu Agenes. No, the Itzah of Eitzah Sheinu Agenes is one Issa. And that's only when he's a Shaygi. Over here when he's amazed that it's not Shaykh. Abakilu the Lav has Nachadin, Sveidinim, Nachadin of, there's an Issa to be Goyim Avera. I say, Bezei, being that it's an Issa to be Goyim and Avera, as that's only when the Avera is in the Torah, as then if Naiva could ask you to be Goyim and Avera in a Torah, of an Issa de Abanan, that it can't, that's not Nichlal in the Torah. Fiza, you could be Mazber, another Nakuda. The Taisis is mavur that there is a Yisalef Ne'ivan Adarabonon. Zogtem in Cheschinach, a mitzvah lamed beis, in the Shadus of Chuvus Mei Yeshua, that Chiezer brings them down, that Lefi Taisis, Ye'ivan Lef Ne'ivan Adaraisa, because it's no less than a Eitzah Sheinu Mo'genes. as even though you're being machshalim in Issa Derabanan, but you're over in Issa Deraisa for being machshalim, because if naivele sita michshalim, Issa, you caused the bad thing. But if you look in the Chedush HaRan over here, the Chedush HaRan says lehedya, that lefi toisis that holds, that even on the Issa Derabanan, Yoivan lefneiva is only Derabanan. Lefi the Achiezer is very good, because you can't ask that it's a Eitz HaShenim Ugen Issa, of course it's Deraisa. No, you have to come on to Nayadin, a new Issa of being Goyer Maveris. It's being that the Aveira is only Derabanan, as the Isir being Goyrim and Avera Derabanan, it's not Yashistik, it should be an Avera Daraisa. I read the Isir itself is Derabanan. How could the Gram Avera be Muhammad and the Avera? The Mail Daran learns it would only be Derabanan, even according to Taisus. Grado, Lefi, the Iran, you could say, Egeshmaka, you could miyash of the Shail of the Ritva. The Ritva is, that we saw the Brisa of Shimon Lozah says, why is it also for a kusi to be seicher sad lekusi? Because of maris ayin. Frek the Gemara, I tapi le mishum neiva. As the Gemara says, chodam yitzri time in nokat. Frek the Ritva, if it's lev neiva, it's also midaraisa. That's why you're saying a tam of a derabanan when you could say a tam of midaraisa. Oh, but that's the Ritva l'shita say that the Ritva learns that over here chodam alach of chalosh almayit is daraisa. Why did the Braisa say the Tam Darabanan? We could say the Tam Daraisa. Ablefi Taisis that learns that Malacha Shel Chol HaMoed is Darabanan. The Chedush HaRan says, according to Taisis, Melech Lefnei Yiver is Darabanan. That's Miyushev, the Shail of the Ran. So that's ground a Mokka Mineu Bein the Sugya to the Ran. But that's Taisis that the Lefnei Yiver over here is only with Darabanan. That's one raya from the sugya. Ramban is maybe noch a raya from the sugya, because the Gemara is mavur that yichashin on the maris ayin for isa chol amoyed. Tana the Ramban that over here it's not muchach that the guy the kusi is going to do it on chol amoyed. As the whole thing is a chash maris ayin. It says bishleim if the etzim isis daraisa as mishum zeh machmirin on chash maris ayin. But if the whole list is Darabanan, why are we so machmer? Then Agam, the Maris Ayin, is only for Shash, that the Kusi is doing it, Bishlichus Yisrael, which is the Issa Midarabanan. But the Ramban means that you're going to come to be Mekel, that a Yid will do it. As if you'll come to Nisa Daraisis, then we're machmer on the main, on the Maris Ayin. But if we're never going to come to Nisa Daraisa, why should we be so machmer? Daraisa holds that I'm all even, we're machmer even on Marasayin, on the Rabbanans too. Those are the two rayas in Ramban over here to buy his famous shita that the Issa of Chalamayid, the Malacha of Chalamayid, the Issa Malacha is Daraisa. The Gemara then continues, and it brings down the tzir of Hanemuriki, David Kochovim, Noki Beshavta Yisrael, Bechad Beshavta. Now, Rashi learns David Kochovim and Yisrael were an artist on a field, and the guy worked on Shabbos, and Yisrael works on another week instead, day of the week instead. The Gemara's Mavur, that the it's also for the Yid to take his char for the day that he worked on. As the Bach is a Shaila from Agamara. The Beis Yosef brings in Shitas Resh Mem Gimel is maybe from Rimnat Taroyi Goin, that he holds that in the Sugya HaKoidim, if you will masker the Merchitz in a Oifin, then it's Aser. And we learned in the Mishnah, you're not allowed to be masker and merchutz to a guy. As the kesef that the guy paid for the schirus is mutter. The Mishnah just says it's also lahasker, but it doesn't say the kesef that you get from the schirus you're not allowed to use. The kesef is mutter, just it's also lechatchila to be masker. Brings a Mordechai, which is mashma that it's also. Frek the Bach, and how could this going hold? That the kesef is mutter, it's muchach in our Gemara, that if a guy works for you on Shabbos, the kesef is aser. It says the yid's not allowed to be nene from the kesef. Azok the bach a chiluk b'yisoidoi from the Gemara over here and the Gemara before. The Hezbollah the bach is in the Prima Godim, and Eishal Avram Sifkot and Hay, and the Shulchan Acharav Sifkot and Hay. That's what the Bach means. They just explain it much more. They say that it's Cholag B'Yisaydai, the Isser of Daf Chof Aleph on the Beis, from the Isser over here, Chof Beis on Aleph. In the Isser of Chof Beis on Aleph, Rashi says that it's Asa Me'igad Adina, because when the guy is doing it, he Shlucho Yishal Yisrael. Why? Because Be'etzem, it's mutal on the Yid. Yid was makabel to work every day, and one of the days is Shabbos. It's Be'etzem, the Malach is mutal on the Yid. As when the guy is working on Shabbos, he's doing the malacha for the Yid. As me'ika the dina, there's an iser over here of malacha shel goy b'shvil Yisrael. As when there's an iser me'ika the dina of malacha shel goy b'shvil Yisrael, as then the schar that you make from the malacha is aser also. Masha'en ken in the Gemara Chof Aleph Amud Beis, over there is just an iser of maris ayin. Something which is Be'etzem, the guy is not doing it for the Yisrael, because the Yisrael doesn't have to work. Over there, the Yisrael wasn't an Aris. The Yisrael was the Balabas. He's not Mechuyiv to work on his field. He's an Aris. He was Makabel to work every day. But over here, he's talking about where he was a Balabas. As a Mela, he's not Mechuyiv to work every day. So when the guy is working, he's not working B'mkoim the Yisrael. He's working on his own. As over there, you can't ask him make it a dina. The issue is Mishon Maris Ayin, like we saw, something which is also Mishon Maris Ayin, that doesn't ask the schar of the Malacha. Fize, you agree, Moisef Nocha Knech, the Rishayim say in the Sugya before, that Luya, it's Mefursim, that he's doing it for Arisus, where it's not Shaykh the Shasha Maris Ayin. Everyone knows he's a Aris, as then it'll be Mutter even by Merchatz. As that heter wouldn't be shayich over here. When the issur is Mishon Maris Ayin in the sugi before and Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, as when it's a double mufursim, it's not shayich to asa Mishon Maris Ayin. Masha'in kain in our sugi where it's a issur make it a dina, as it doesn't make a difference if it's a double mufursim. Those are two nafkamino the dinas between the sugyas.
Avi Dezora in the second perik, the Mishnah says, "Im amidim behima bepundekoyes shel uvdei kechovim bepnei shechashudim al arivia." The same din, similar din, we find in the Gemara with the base. "Im moisrim behima l'reya shelahem," when we not give over the behima to one of a reya, which is a goy, with the same reason, "Pnei shechashudim al arivia." Now this din is says in our Mishnah b'stam, it's a stam Mishnah that one may not be maimed the behima in the pundekoyes, and it's on the breisa one may not give over the behima to a goy shereya. All the rishonim over here discuss. Why do we find nowadays that we're not makpid and we're not chushish for this issa? We don't find anyone who's makpid not to be maimed the behima by the pundekoyes of the goyim, or not to give over a behima to the reya of the goyim. And the chayyah, there's a stam mishnah here which asks us to be maimed the behima and to give over the behima to the reya. There's a few tirutzim, a few mahalchim in the rishonim why nowadays this din might not apply, and therefore why we're not makpid nowadays on this issa. The first shitter we find in Tosfos over here, the Ramaschal Eim Amidim, brings down from Rabbeinu Tam, that Be'emes the Gemara, Nomad Beis, asks on our Mishnah, which says, that goyim achoshed on the revere, that we find in the Breit and the Tesefta, that one may buy behemoths for korbonus, ve'in choshashin, lo'y mishum revere, ve'lo'y mishum nirba, and l'chayya, if the goyim achoshed on the revere, how are we allowed to buy behemoths for a korban from a goy? And there's, in the Mahalach HaSugyas, we'll see later on in Daf Chav Beis, Chav Gimel, there's three Yesodis Digit Terutzim, which the Gemara discusses, besides Rabbi Yochanan later on Chav Dalad Amud Beis. Rav says the difference is with your own behema or someone else's behema. Ravina in Chav Gimel Amud Aleph says there's a difference between Lechatchila and Bedi'eved. And then you have Shittas Reb Dos, which is mentioned at the end, and says that there's a machleikus in this din, where the goyim or choshud on revere, it's a machleikus between Reb Lezer and Rabbonon in the Mishnah in Poro. Reb Lezer says one may not buy a poor aduma from a goy because they are choshed on the revere, and Rabbanan all that loy chashin on the revere. So says Reb Dos, our Mishnah which says aim amidim behema bepundekoyes shel goyim. The reason is because they choshed on the revere. This Mishnah is only Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer is the one who holds that goyim are choshed on the revere. but the Rabbanon disagree and the Rabbanon hold ein choishesh in the revia from a goy, and therefore the goyim we may buy korbanos from a goy. And the Behemoth according to Rabbi Lezer, we may not buy the korbanos from a goy. This is Shitas Rapidos. Says Rabbi Nutam that since Rapidos was quoted in the Gemara the last, even though in the years he was earlier than Ravina, and the Gemara Behemoth should have bought Ravina as the last man to Omar, is mashma that Behemoth we paskin like this Mahalach of Rapidos, that our Mishnah which says that Im Amidin and the goyim are choshed on Ravina is only Shitas Rabbi Lezer, and the Stam Mishnah is like Rabbi Lezer who holds a chashin on Ravina, but we paskin like Rabbonon, and the Rabbonon hold that in choshesh in Ravina. Tosva says that we paskin like this shita of Rapidos, since it's at the end, since it's quoted after Ravina, but according to Rapidos, Behemoth Machlik is a Blezer and Rabbonon, and according to Blezer, Behemoth who are choshesh in Ravina, and Behemoth is a Stam Mishnah, which is like a Blezer, which normally we paskin like the Stam Mishnah. But says Tosva at the end, V'af agav, the Stam Masnis in Imamidim, mitukma ke Blezer, Mikol Mokar im leis hilchus hakavosi, the halach is not like Rebelezer, kimishyesh machloikus b'mseches poro, the before mentioned machloikus between Rebelezer and Rabbonon, whether we choshed the goyim or choshed on a revi or not, and b'tri mesechta, l'kula alma ein seder. There's no seder in two mesechtas, and therefore the halach is that there's a stam mission over here, which is Rebelezer, but since there is a machloikus later on in Mesechus Poro, we paskin like Rabbonon, and we hold that goyim are not choshed on Revia, and therefore we are allowed to be maimid behemoth pundukoyis shel goyim. And says Tosfos, this is the reason why bizman hazeh we are not makpid, because behemoth the halacha lemaisa is not like this mishnah. But behemoth is the yisoidus tig in the kuda, which is mentioned in Tosfos, which is worthy pointing out that Tosfos adds on, like we said, that between mesechta lekula alma ein seder. Tosfos is referring to this klal of ein seder lemishnah, which we find in the klolim of stam v'achakach machloikus, or machloikus v'achakach stam, which is mentioned in the Gemara in Yevomus in the fourth perik, that the klal is always that stam v'achakach machloikus is ein halachik stam. So Tosfos L'Chorya is saying that since there's a stam mishnah over here in our mishnah, which we should be paskening like this stam mishnah, but later in Poro we find a machloikus, therefore it's a stam v'achakach machloikus and ein halachik stam. And we pass it like the Rabbonon who disagree with their Belezer and they hold that goyim are not choshesh le'revir. But L'chorya Tosfos added on that ain't seder le'mishnah is mashma in Tosfos, that Tosfos had a problem over here, that L'chorya over here it's machloikus v'achakach stam. And Tosfos says that ain't seder le'mishnah and be'emes al mishnah comes before that machloikus in Meseches Poro. And Memela ain't seder le'mishnah will tell us that this mishnah is a stam and later on is machloikus is a stam v'achakach machloikus. Asks the Marshal, L'chorya Tosfos doesn't have to say this klal of ein seder le'mishnah, oh, because over here, be'emes, this is the right seder. Because over here, this is Avodah Zarah, which is in seder nezikin, which is before the machlokes in Maseches Poro, which is in seder tiris. And therefore, why does Tosfos have to come onto the klal of ein seder to go and say the reason why we paskin like Rabbonon is because it's a stam v'achakach machlokes and ein seder, which would be mashma that Tosfos holds be'emes. The Mishnah in Poro is quoted, is mentioned earlier than our stam, and Tosfos has to say a klal v'ein seder, and we can look at our stam that behemoth our stam is first, and therefore it's a stam v'achakach machlokes, and not the other way around, the machlokes v'achakach stam. So ask the Mashor, l'chorya it's not like this, because l'chorya Avodah Zarah is before Poro, and why did Tosfos have to say ein seder le Mishnah? The achrinim, many achrinim, the Rishash, the Chishik Shloima, so too the son of the Nedi Behuda in the Chuvas Nedi Behuda, Simon Ein Tes in the Hagor, say that l'chorya this Tosfos will be a raya to what the Tosfos Yomtev brings down in the Psicha to the Mishnayis, to the Pirush of Tosfos Yomtev. He brings down from the Sefer Kaf Nachas, who says that Be'emes Nezikin comes before Seder Tarius. And when he says the Seder of Muzroi Moed, Noshim, the Be'emes, he says Nezikin is afterwards. And first comes Seder Tarius, and only afterwards comes Seder Nezikin. The Tosfos Yomtev over there asks on the Kaf Nachas, where did he get this from? And the Chiyah, it's Mavur always, that Nezikin comes earlier, and Tarius is the last one. But say these Achronian, the Rishash, and the others we quoted, they say that the Chiyah, our Tosfos, will be a riot to the Kaf Nachas. Because our Tosfos who asks that the Chiyah, the Seder Be'emes is a Machloikes v'achakach Stam, and therefore we should be paskening like our Mishnah, and Tosfos has to come onto the Klal of any Seder in order to change around and say that Be'emes is a Machloikes after the Stam. So says the Kaf, says the Tzri Zachrinim, according to the Kaf Nachas, this is very gishmak, because Be'emes Seder Tarius is before Nezikin, And therefore the machlekes of Reb Lezen Abonon in Poro is before our Mishnah. And therefore our Mishnah is a machlekes v'achekach stam. And we should be paskin like the stam. So says Tosfos, says Kula Alma in Seder. And therefore we can look at this stam and be'emes it's a stam v'achekach machlekes and ein alochek stam. This is the raya that Zechini bring to the Kafnachas that the Seder of Tyrus is be'emes before the Seder of Nezikin. But the son of the Nedib Yehuda in Tshuva Simon Ayin Tes, in the Yehuda asks that Tosfos at the beginning of Avodah Zarah says that Nezikin is Seder Yeshuris, which is be'emes according to the Klal, that this Nezikin is in the middle of Chosin Yeshuris, Chochmas Vadoas, and Tyrus is the last one. And this won't work without Tosfos, which is Mashmal at the Kafnachas. Another Pshat in Tosfos, could look in the Chasam Sofer and Yerideh, Simon Kuf Lamed Beis, he is once to be Magia, the Tosfos, to be Miyashev, this Kash of the Marsha. Now, Agav, there's a Nedib Yehuda over there, Simon Ayin Tes. He brings down from the Kesef Mishnah in Hilchos Yitzeach, Pirk Tes Halacha Aleph, that this klal that we say Ein Seder LeMishnah is only in two Mesechtes, in two places where we have in the Mesechta, but not in two Sedorim. In two Sedorim, then we say Yesh Seder LeMishnah. Says the Nedib Yehuda, our Tosfos is Mefurish, that even in two Sedorim, which is one is in Nezikin, one is in Tyrus, we also say Ein Seder LeMishnah, and this is a Raya, not like the Kesef Mishnah, and Be'emes, you can say Ein Seder LeMishnah even in two Sedorim. Al Kaponim, this is Shittas HaTosfos. The HaTosfos says the reason why Bizman Hazeh we are not makpid to be maimid behemoth in the puntakois of the goyim or to give over behemoth to the roya is because we don't paskin like this Mishnah, because this Mishnah is Shittas HaBelezer. We paskin like a pedos who says this is a toli on a machlik, it's a Belezer and a Rabbonon, and we paskin like the Rabbonon and Memele goyim are not choshud l'revir. The Magi Mishnah in Isuri Bir, Chof Beis, Perik Chof Beis, Halocha Hei, brings from the Rashba a different reason why nowadays we are not makpid. Says the Rashba the Svara, that since the main reason the Mishnah says why one may not be maimid a behema in the puntakois of the goyim is because the choshed al revir, therefore the issa is only in the case minastam, normally we nemon that the goyim are choshed on the revir on someone else's behemoth, or in a case where we know definitely that they are choshed. But what would be in a case where this place is where we know definitely that they are not choshed and they don't do these things? Then, says the Rashba, we are not mechuyev to go and take this din of Eim Amidim Behemo, Behem Dekar Shal Goyim, because the Mishnah explains the reason is they are choshud. So if we know certain places that are not choshud on the Revir, then we could be Mekel and we're allowed to be Maimid the Behemo even by the Goyim. Says the Rashba, therefore this is the Het of Bizman Hazeh, where we know that the Goyim by us are not choshud on the Revir, and therefore we're allowed to be Maimid the Behemo in the Pundukoyis of the Goyim, and we're allowed to give over Behemo to the area. The Ran, in Dapirif Zayin Omed Aleph, he adds on even more. He says that nowadays, Bemis the Goyim will even get punished, the Manishim the Goyim, if they're going to be revered the behemoths, and therefore we definitely, they're not choshud, and similar to the Rashba, therefore we're not mechuyev to passing like this mission of Eim Amidim, because Goyim nowadays are not choshud on the revere. This is, of course, the Nafka Mina. According to the Ran and the Rashba, in a normal place, the Rashba says that in a normal place we have to say that they are choshud if they don't get punished there. And in a normal place we say that the goyim be'emes are choshud. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, who says that the reason why we don't paskin like the Mishnah is because we paskin like the Rabbonon, that goyim are not choshud on Revir, then every single place, even in Astan, we don't know whether the goyim in this place are choshud. We can say that goyim are not choshud and we don't paskin like the Mishnah. In the Shulchan Aruch, in Lalocha, we paskin be'emes like the reasoning of the Rashba, that normally we would pass like the Mishnah because goyim are choshud, but that is only minastam, or in a place where we know definitely that they're choshud. But in a place where we know they're not choshud, or they get punished, then we could be maimid a behemah bepundekois, and we could give over a behemah to the roya. The goyim in Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Nun Gimel, Sif Aleph, he says that this is the shitta of the Ran and the Rashba, and this is the psak we pass in Lalocha in Shulchan Aruch. There is a third Deya in the Rishonim, this is the Ravon in Simen Reish Tzadik Gimel. He says that the reason why nowadays we are not makpid to give over the behemoths to the goyim is because behemoths, since the issa is to be that the choshed al revir, the issa is only when the behemoths tachas yodom for at least the yoyim and the lailo. But if the goy is going to give it back every single night and it's only by him during the day, or only a short kufa, not enough for Yoyim and Elaylo, then the goy is the whole time scared that maybe the Balabais will be coming back already, and there's no chashash l'revir, and therefore this is the heter nowadays, to give it over to the Reya, to the goy, for a short period of time, if it's not Yoyim v'Elaylo. And says the Ravon, that the minig nowadays is only for short periods of time to give over during the day, that it goes to the pasturing during the day, but he gives it back every single night, and therefore that's the reason why we're more makel nowadays, because there's no time for the goy to do the Maaser Revi'ah, because he's scared the whole time from the balabais. These are the three reasons mentioned in the Rishonim, either Tosfos Shittas Rabbeinu Tam, because we're paskin like Reb Dos, that this Mishnah is only Reb Elezer, and we don't paskin like Reb Elezer. Or the shit of the Rashba and the Ran, that nowadays the Mekoymus are Goyim who are not Choshud on the Revi'ah, and therefore we're allowed to be Maimid Behemah, we're allowed to give over Behemah to the Re also. And the Ravon says there's a difference between how long it's going to be by the Goy, and the Issa to be by the Goy is only if it's going to be at least a day and a night. Moving further on, the Gemara turns over on the Midbeis, Chofbeis on Midbeis, Gemara has a cash on our Mishnah that says that Goyim are Choshud on the Revi'ah, and therefore we're not allowed to be Maimid the Behemah, and they put the Goyis. We find in the Brayta in the Tosefta, Lukchim Mehen Behima LeKolben Vein Chushish Lemiyim Shum Revi'ah Avlim Shum Nirba. Well, it's not Chushish. Therefore, we're allowed to go and buy behemoths from the Goyim. Asks the Gemara, the Chiyah, the Choshed on the Revi'ah El Revi'ah VeNirba Leichush. Why are we not Chushish, and why are we allowed to go and buy from the Goyim? Reb Shlomo Kluger in the Sefer Avidas Avodah asks, so you just take a kasha over here. That lechira, there'll be an easy way to explain the steer over here between the halacha of Eima Midin Behema and we're allowed to go and buy behemoths from the goyim. Because lechira, enechonami, the goyim are choshud on Revi'ah, and one may not be maimid the behema because he might be over Iver Issa of Revi'ah and it's lifnei Iver l'siti Michshel. But the behema behemoths has a cheskes kashrus. The behema was born without a maiser Revi'ah, and therefore he can have a cheskes kashrus that he's kosher lekolben. So l'chayyur, even though we are choshud, the goy is choshud, but l'chayyur, this is not enough to take away the chazokah of the behemoth that he has a cheskes kashrus. So mameila, this l'chayyur should be matter us to go and buy the behemoth from the goy, and we could be semech on chazokah that there was no yinuba because he has a cheskes kashrus. So l'chayyur, this should be the hezber why we can find that ima midim, one may not give it over because he's choshud, but mitzad sheni, one may be, one's allowed to go and buy the behemoth from the goy, and rely on the chazokah that he was not a nuba. Be'emes, this svara to say that we could rely on chazokah is be'emes very similar to Ravina's svara later on at the beginning of Chof Gimel Amad Aleph, that Ravina says that there's a difference with Holechatchila and Hodievit. And be'emes will see later on that the Ritzvah over there explains clearly that this is be'emes the svara of Ravina, that Lechatchila one may not give over the behemoth to a goy because it's choshed on Ravina, but to be the Eved, to go and buy a behemoth from a goy, one can rely on the chazoker, on the cheskes kashrus, which the behemoth has, and therefore, one may buy behemoths from the goy. So it comes out that Ibshlim Klugas Shaila is behemoths. Why did the Gemara over here not hold a Ravina Svar later on, that there's a clear chiluk to be mechalek in Hilchas chazoker, to say to rely on the cheskes kashrus, on the behemoth, enough to go and rely on this chazoker to go and bring a korb? The Oineg Yom Tov brings down in Siman Pei Aleph a very similar kasha from the Mishkanes Yankiv that he asks on Shittas Reb Elezer that we mentioned he holds later on in the Gemara that Chashin on the Revi'ah one may not buy a Pori Aduma from a Goy because we're Choshish le Revi'ah. Asks the Mishkanes Yankiv is mashma that this din is a Dereisa Diga Halocha that one may not go and buy a Behemah with Choshish le Revi'ah min Atayir. Asks the Mishkanes this same kasha, why can we not rely on the Cheskes Kashus of the Behemah, that the behemoth is not nirba, and therefore we're allowed to be able to buy a pari aduma from the goy? Says in the Yom Tov in Siman Pei Aleph, a chidush in Hilchas Chazoke, that we can say that over here, this doesn't apply the klal to be maimed something in the case where you have a sofik, we should apply the din of Chazoke to continue the previous matzav and say that he was alone nirba. But says in the Yom Tov, the klal of Chazoke we only find by something which the suffix is in the Etzem Hadova Alein, did he change? Did the thing change from where it was till now? The Marshal Adova Issa, we want to know, is Adova Heta until now? Did it become Adova Ha'asa? Or Adova Tomei? You want to know, did the thing which was Tori till now became and changed to Adova Tomei? In these cases, we want to be Mishana, the Etzem thing itself, from Adova Tori to Adova Tomei, and so forth, the other way around also. On that, we have Chazoka that we maimed the thing on its chazoka, which was previously, and we say that there was no shinui done to the etzem thing itself, and it stays b'chazokosi. But by Revi'ah, says the Yom Tov, it's be'emes a psul b'fnei atzmo, it's a zaitik a psul. It's not an etzem behema itself, to say this behema itself is a different, it's changed behema. There's a halacha exists a kosuv that there's a psul nirba lekorban. If there was a maaser revi'ah done to this behemah, then there's a locha that legabe korban he's not allowed to be makriv the behemah on the mizbeach. But the etzem behima alein hasn't changed in his mahusi. He's not a different behima. Is he a behima nearby? Is he a behima not nearby? There's a halacha if there's a meiser revealed done to him, then the behima is possible to call him. So Mamela, in this case, where we have a sophic, was there a nearby, was there a meiser revealed done to this behima? We can't apply the kal of chazaka. Because chazaka is only in the case where we want to say that this continues its previous matzav. But the behemoth itself does not have a previous matter of not being a nearby, and it proves that the ma'aser revi wasn't done to him, and therefore we can't apply the klal of chazaka to allow him to be makrivim on the mizbeach. Says the Yom Tov, he adds on that he doesn't have a chazaka that he's kosher lekorban. The cheskas kashrus lekorban. Because this hechsher lekorban is not be'etzem in every single behemoth. We know the Gemara says in Baba Kama, daf tzadi ches, by turim oizim parasu shechaveri, the Astam Shuri love the Mizbeach Kaimi. A normal Shuri is not going to come to the Mizbeach. And therefore, he doesn't have a Chefta on him that he is a Behemoth which is Kosher Le Korban, and there's other Korbans which are not Kosher Le Korban. A Behemoth, we Bichlal don't dan on the Behemoth, the Dine Korban of the Behemoth, which the Behemoth can be Kosher Le Korban or not. And therefore, the whole Nidden is whether the Maisa reveal was done to this Behemoth or not, which didn't change the Behemoth itself. It's not like Issa Veheta, and it's not like Tum of Etayer. And over here, it says, Enigom to Vechidush does not apply the Klal of Chazoka, and therefore, the Gemara over here asks, that how are we allowed to go and buy a behemoth from a goy if they're choshed on the revier? This is the Chidush of Enigom to a Chidush in Lechaz Chazoka that doesn't apply in the case where there's no Shinui in the Etzim Chefza, and over here, it's only a Shaila in the Maitre revier, and therefore we can't use the Klal of Chazoka. Another Teretz, why they over here, the Gemara, Kaponim over here in Rav, who disagrees on the Ravina, holds that there's no chazaka. We say the Nativ in the Sefer Mirim Yisodeh says that the Rav holds there's by Mr. Roiv. Roiv goyim a choshed le'revia. And therefore, this itself is moitzi the behemoth from a cheses kashrus. Because the Ruba of chazaka we know is the klal, Ruba of chazaka, Ruba odif. And therefore, the Roiv of the goyim that the choshed on le'revia is by Mr. Moitzi the behemoth from a cheses kashrus. Says the Nativ that Ravina later on, who does use this klal of chazaka, he holds that this roiv is a roiv gorira, it's a bad roiv, it's not a very good, strong roiv, since this roiv is tolu b'maisa. And we find that a ruba ha tolu b'maisa does not have the strength of a normal roiv, because the behema, in order that should become possible, needs to have a maisa revia done to it, and therefore we're relying on the roiv to say that behema something was done to the behema, to go and be moitzi the behemoth from its chazaka, and a ruba tolu b'maisa is not a good roiv, and this is the machlekes over here between Rav and Ravina. Ravina holds that this is enough to go and be maimi the behemoth on the cheskas kashrus, whereas Rav over here says that he has come into different territories of chosal behemoth shalite okay, and otherwise, behemoth you will not be able to buy a behemoth from a goy, because there's no chazaka, because ruba chazaka, ruba odi. Moving further on the Amud, the Gemara says, bishleim muktzav nevad, im isa de aktsev, im isa de palche, lo yave mazmele. Says the Gemara Svara that even if the goy was makte and wasn't over this behema, we're still allowed to go and buy the behema and not chishish for mukta nevad, because he wouldn't have sold it to the Yisrael if he would have been over this behema for Avi Dezora, and lo yave mazmele. This is the Svara of the Gemara. The Turias Modche in Yeridea Simekuf Lamed Oizdalid asks Akasha and the Gemara, why does the Gemara have to say a new Svara? That the goy, if he would have been over the behemoth, he wouldn't have sold it to the Yisrael. L'chayra, even if the behemoth is the behemoth which the goy was over, and he became a nevad, the minute the goy is going to sell it to the Yisrael, l'chayra, the ma'isa mechira itself should be a bittul. The halacha is later on in the sugyas, we find later on, that a goy himself has got koyach to go mevatel his avodah zarah. And the Gemara says, be'emes in the Gemara daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph says, that a mechira which the goy does and sells his avodah zarah to Yisrael also is a bittul of the avodah zarah and becomes ois avodah zarah because he's mevatel it. A goy has a koyach to be mevatel avodah zarah. Memela, if the mechira is a bittul, why does the Gemara have to say a svara that he wouldn't have sold the behema, even if he will sell the behema, but the mechira itself should be a bittul? Says the Toyos Motcha, even though the Gemara in Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph says that there is a man d'omah who holds that with the mechira, a goy who sells his avodah zarah to Yisrael is not a bittul. He does not have in mind to be mevatel avodah zarah. The Gemara there explains that the svara is because avodah zarah is expensive, and therefore the yid mestoma is buying it from the goy in order to sell it further to another goy. This was the das of the goy when he originally sold it to the Yisrael, that he's going to further sell it on to another goy, and therefore the goy was not mevatel the avodah zarah. But in this case, where he's selling a behemah, a pashut behemah, like every other behemah, and the behemah is not any more expensive, you don't have the svara of the gemara over there that domer yikarim, and therefore there's no bittel through the mechira. So in our gemara, everyone should agree that the mechira itself should be a bittel on the avodah zarah. Mamela, why does the Gemara have to say a new Svara that he won't have sold Avodah Zarah? Even if he will have sold it, the Mechir Alein blibes a bittel, and the Mechir becomes Ois Nevad, and should be Mutter on the Mizbeach. Says the Marcheshes in Chile Gimel, Shemen Amishchas, you've gotten base, that the Mechir is Muchach from here, he asks the Kashi himself, the Mechir, why does not have a din bittel through the Mechir? Says the Marcheshes, as Muchach the Mechir from our Gemara, you say this to Gedin, that even though we find later on in the Sugyas, that a goy has a koyach to be mevatel his avodah zarah, this is only lehedyet. Any dinim which a hedyet has, that he's not allowed to have a noah from avodah zarah, etc., these halachas do not apply if the goy was mevatel his avodah zarah. But legavoya, that a nevad is also legavoya, even if the goy is already be mevatel avodah zarah, the mere fact that this behemah was a nevad is already a dover most, and therefore it's going to be also legavoya, even though the goy was mevatel it, and it's mutel lehedyet, but Legavoya is still going to be Osir. And therefore the Gemara over here had to say a new Svara that if it would have been a Nevad, he never would have sold it at all. But the Mechira would not help to be a Bittel because Legavoya, even if it's Mevatlet, is still Osir. And Be'emes, we find this Mefurish in the Ramban, later on in Daf Memzayin Amad Aleph, and the Tosfos read also in Memvav Amad Beis, they say Mefurish, this is Soid, that Bittel Avodah Zarah of a Goy only works Lehedyet, but it's still possible to call him. And the Meida Kasha is not Shver, like the Marcheshes explains, that over here, the Gavoya, a Bittel will not work. But Be'emes and Etim Gemara itself, that the Gemara over here says, that a Goy will not sell his Avodah Zarah, the Torah's Chaim asks, also from the Gemara, which we quoted in Nun Gimel Amad Aleph, that the Gemara over there has a discussion, what is the halacha of a Goy who sells his Avodah Zarah to Yisrael? Is this a Bittel or is it not a Bittel? Asks the Torah's Chaim, that the Chaim al Gemara says, that a Goy does not sell his Avodah Zarah. So how does the Gemara later on in the Nun Gimel Amad Aleph, whether a Goy who sells his Avodah Zarah is a Bittel, is not a Bittel? The Gemara says over here, im Isa de Polchei, lo yav mazvinei, a Goy does not sell his Avodah Zarah. Says the Torah's Chaim, you have to say that even though the Gemara says, Misa lo yave mazvinle, this is only minastam. Normally, a goy would not sell his avodah zarah, and therefore we're not chushish that this behemah is a behemah which the goy was over to. But the Gemara later on is discussing a case where we know definitely that the goy was over to this avodah zarah, and this is a nevad, and we want to know if a goy sells his avodah zarah, is it a bittel or not, and that is a machlekes later on, even though this is not a normal case, because normally we're not chushish that Goy Be'emes is going to sell his Avodah Zarah. The Torah's Chaim brings down from the Ravon in Simirish Tzadik Beis, he says a different chiluk. And he says that even though Al Gemara says a Goy does not sell his Avodah Zarah, this is only by behemoths. Where a Goy has many, normally a Goy who's selling behemoths, he doesn't only have one behemoth, he has many behemoths. Over here, there's a svara to say that a Goy will not definitely pick out the behemoth he was over to and sell that behemoth to the Goy, to the Yisrael. He'll take a different behemoth. And the year says the Gemara Svara that Imisa, they have a Zavinle, they have a Maflichle, the Imisa, the Polche, they have a Mazvinle. He wouldn't have sold this behemoth to Afka, he could sell a different behemoth. Mashenki, the Gemara later on, is talking about selling his Avodah Zarah, and that even a Goy can sell his Avodah Zarah, and the whole Svara of the Gemara over here is only by behemoths, and therefore the Gemara over here says, Imisa, the Polche, they have a Mazvinle. More Arichas on this is in Truva, Toyas Chesed. In the Rechaim, Simon Chof Gimel is Dalet, he's married in the Teres Chaim over here, the Aloche. If we say that Goy Behemoth does not sell his Avodah Zarah, or is it Dafka Svarim Behemoth like the Ravon says? Moving further on the Gemara says, Omer Rav Tachlifa, Omer Rav Shila Ba'avinu Mishmei Derav, Uyved Krichovin Chosal Behemto Shaloi Te'okir. A Goy is Chosal Behemto, he's only be Revea, his Behemoth, Shaloi Te'okir, says Rashi, because through the Maisa Revea, Nasis Akora, Hilkoch Le'yovalo. The behemah is not going to be able to have children afterwards, becomes a akora, and therefore he's not going to be revered the behemah. An interesting question, the Tosfos Chachmi Anglia asks over here, that we know from the Medrash, from the beginning of Parshas Bereishis, Perek Beis, Pasuk Chav Gimel, Odom Arishin says, Zois HaPam, after he married Chavo, Zois HaPam, Etzem Me'atzoma, Yuvosom Ibsori, says the Medrash, that Odom Arishin was bor al kol ha-behemahs v'achayis, and loy niskari rodaitoi ad shebo al Chavo. asks the Tosfos Chachamim Anglia, if the Adam HaRishon was behemoth born, all the behemoths and the chayis, how afterwards did they have children when all the behemoths and all the chayis, l'chayir, if Adam HaRishon was born, then l'chayir, they all, that the Gemara says by us, that a goy is also chosal behem to each later occur, because through the mitzvah revia, it becomes akor. Says the Tosfos Chachamim Anglia, you have to say that Adam HaRishon was loy goma biyosoy. And only with the Gemara Bia, then this becomes a din of Shalita Matthias of Akora through the Maitre Revere. Remember this question we find already in the Mashah. He says in Yivomus, Samach Gimel Omer Debeis, he brings down this cash already from the Chizkuni. And he says the Chizkuni answers the Baal Kolchach, before Adam Rishon was born, all the behemoths and Chayas, the behemoths were already Mu'uberis, Kvanis Abru, Kudim, Shabbat Adam Aleim. And therefore, they afterwards did not have a problem, and Chanami later on, they could not have more children, but Akaponim, they were Moilid, the children they already had, were already Mu'uberis from before Adam Rishon was born them. The Mashah asks that the Chayyad Gemara says in Bechiris, Vavam Medbeis, that once a behemoth is ready in his saberis, he's ain't mekabeles zocha, she's not mekabeles zocha anymore, and if it was ba'inus, then how can Adam Rishon be machriya from here, lo niskari or daita chibo al chavo? It's mashma that the behemoth wasn't ba'inus, and therefore, if behemoths were ready more beris, l'chiri ain't mekabeles zocha. Says the Mashah that we can say like the chizkuni, but just add on, that the behemoths were already more beris, and they already gave birth, all in the first day of the bria, and then Adam Rishon was born, all the behemoths and the chayis. This is a Mashah in Yivam HaSamach Gimel Amud Beis. But later, the Mashah over there brings down from the Sefer Baal HaNitzocher, who says that we shouldn't take this Chazal literally, that Adam was behemoth born on all the behemoths and the chayis, but it just means that he was mechapes, he looked after all the minim of the behemoths and chayis to find which one does not have a partner, which one doesn't have a ben zug. And on that, the Majesty's means to say that Bo HaBehemoth, I'll call behemoth v'chayah, but there wasn't any real maisa beer, and therefore there's no problem of akor at all. This is Mashah brings down from the Sefer of Baal HaNitzocher. In HaBemes, many say this already, the Akedah and Shaches, and the Alshich over there in Bereishis, Beis Yotes, the Maral in Gur Arya also in Bereishis over there, also say that the Chazal don't mean Kipshutoi, that was Baal Leo, they have a problem also, there's the Issa Revere on behemoth and chayis, but Chazal just mean that he was mechapes after a meaning which doesn't have a ben zuk. But we do find the Taz says in Divri Dov in the Parashas Bereishis that we shouldn't be mafkia Divri Chazal mi Pashton, and the literal meaning of Chazal is yeah, that Adam Rishon was born on all the behemoths and chayis, and he discusses what was the heter for Adam Rishon to do so. Another Taz, the Shash says in Yevomus, Samach Gimel Amud Beis, he says that we don't have to say like the Marshal says, that behemoths they were already Mo'uberis, and they all do on the same day, because the Gemara says later on, Rabbi Yochanan in Chof Daled Amud Beis in Avodah Zarah about us, Rabbi Yochanan says that this metzias of Akora is only up till 3 years. But if the behemoth who had the Maisa revered unto him after 3 years old, then it doesn't become Akora. This is Rabbi Yochanan says later on in Daf Chof Daled Amud Beis. And therefore we can say since all the behemoths we know were born b'kimosam nivru when they were created, b'sheishes imi b'sheishes, they were created b'kimosam, they were created fully developed behemoths, and therefore they had the din of a behemoth after 3 years old, and Mamela did not become a akor. And the Yosef Engel in Gilyon Yashas over there in Yivomus brings down that the Chuvus Be'in Yaakov where he answers this teret in Yerideh Simchof Tes, that over here, since they were Bekimosam Nivru, it was after 3 years they did not become a akor. Another Mahalach the Batanura Alatura also asks this question, L'chir, they should become a akor through the Maisabir, and he says it was a derech nes. They were moided afterwards by derech nes. Al Kaponim, we have a machlekes over here whether if Adam Rishon, the Chazal of Adam Rishon was born, all behemoths and chayis, is it to be taken literally that he was behemoths born them, and then we have the kasha from our Gemara that l'chiria should become our korer, and we have to say to Rutsim, like the Mashah that they already gave birth, or already Mu'uberis, or like the Rishash, that the behemoths were older enough that they didn't become our korers, or like the Batanura says, that there was a derech nes that they gave birth. Gemara, further on the Amrit, brings down a Breisa, the Tani of Yosef. Armalta loitarbi kalbe, an almona should not be megadal a kelev, veloitishri babi rav b'ushpiza. An almona, another halacha is, that she should not have a babi rav by her in the ushpiza. Tosfos in Baba Metzia, Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, says that this din, an almona should not be megadal a kelev, is b'emes not meike adin. Meike adin is no issa. Because we know that the Yisrael, a Yid, is not choshud al hazocha v'al ha-behemah. He's not choshud to be revea hazocha, and he's not choshud to be revea a behemah. The Gemara says in Kedushim Pei Beis Amud Aleph, that there's no Issa Yichud for Yisrael with a behemoth or with a Zohar, because there's a Yid is Behemoth not Choshud on a Zohar and a behemoth, and therefore says Tosfos, even Almona is also not Choshud to be Revi'a the Kelev, and therefore there's no Issa Me'ika Adin for the Almona, and the Gemara over here just means Mishum Lozus Sefasayim. There's rumors, it's not nice, because it would look like there's some connection, the Almona, the Kelev is going to be Megurya Acha, the Almona, and therefore, Mishum Lozus Sefasayim, it's not Dover Yofe, but Behemoth Me'ika Adin is no Issa. But the Rambam, in Hilchas Yisuri Bia, Peik Chav Beis, Halacha Tezayin, says a lotion of Issa. The Rambam says, the Almona Asura Legadil Kelev, Mipnei HaChashad. And this is the lotion of the Shulchan Aruch also, in Evin Ezer, Simch Chav Beis, Sif Yud Ches. Also passes this lotion, Almona Asura Legadil Kelev, Mipnei HaChashad. And Behemoth the Taz over there in Simch of Beis, if caught in Yud, says that the Lashon of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch Paskes this way is mashma that Behemoth is Issa Me'ika Adin, not like Tosfos who says it's only a Chumrah Ba'alma for Lozus Sefasayim because it's not nice, it's not Dover Yofe. And the Chuvus in Shevet Halevi, Chilek Hei, Simri Reish Hei, Oisvov, is Marich also La'alocha if it's Behemoth Adin Chumrah Ba'alma, like Tosfos says, or it's Issa Me'ika Adin, like Behemoth is Mafia in the Shulchan Aruch. The Almona is also legadil kelev. This is all the first halacha of the Breisa. The Almona is also legadil a kelev. There's another halacha mentioned in this Breisa. V'leitishri bar beirav bu'ushpiza. Now there's a big yisidistig of machlokes to understand what is exactly this Issa and the ged of this Issa for a bar beirav to go and be bu'ushpiza together with an Almona. Because this is definite that the Gemara does not mean in a hichatimtze in a case where there's going to be an Issa of Yichud. Because if the Issa of Yichud, then there's definitely no necessity to say this din by Almona and by Talmud Chochem and by Abi Rav. This is an Issa by every person. So definitely the Gemara does not mean in the case of Issa Yichud. The Rambam, when he brings down this halacha, he says, Osa le Talmud Chochem lishkoin b'chotza sheyish ba Almona. Afal pi she'einu misyachidimo, even though there's no Yichud, mipnei achashad. So says the Rambam achidush, that this din is, the get of this Issa is lishkoin b'chotze sheyish ba'almona. He's not allowed to dwell even in a chotze if there's almona there in a different house, but it's the same chotze. He's not allowed to be even in the chotze sheyish ba'almona. The Ravid says, Omar Avraham, he asks on the Rambam, over there on the Rambam, the hifriz al midoisov, this is exaggeration of the Issa. Shele omu chachomim elo shelo yisach seinemo. Only together in her dira, there's an Issa. But to go and say there's an Issa, even in the Chotze Sheish Balmona, this is a Hifriz Amidus, this is an exaggeration, says the Ravid, the Issa is only in her house. So we have a Machlekes over here, a clear Machlekes for Amam and Ravid. If the Issa over here of Leitishri Babi Rabu Shpiza, does this mean even a Dira in the Chotze of the Almona? Or only if it's Mamish in the same Dira, in the same house where the Almona is living, over there, the Babi Rav is not allowed to go and be together, Lutishri is not allowed to dwell there, allowed to live there, together with this Almona. Of course, the Ravid also is not talking about a case where it's going to be Issi Yichud, it's talking about Yichatimtze, where it's Pesach, Chesuch, Chesuch, Rabim, or other Yichatimtze, where there's no Issi Yichud, but Afal Bikain, a Talmud Chochem, is not allowed to be in the same house of Almona. Explains the Magid Mishnah, in Yisuri Bia, Peik, Chofetz, Halach, Tezayin, on that Rambam, that Be'emes, the Rambam's Makuri to say that the Issa is even in the Chotzer and not just in the same house, is because the Rambam holds that the Issa over here in our Gemara is only if it's B'derech Kvius. If it's only an Arai Diga Achnosas Urchim, in that case it's Mutter. And the Rambam holds normally if you're going to be living in the same house, this is a case of Arai, and in the case of Arai, Behemoth is Mutter. Says the Magid Mishnah, is Behemoth of a foolish story in the Gemara, Eruvin Nun Gimlam at base. The Gemara over there says that Rabbi Shua was once Misachsein Eitzel Almona Echos. He had Achnosas Urchim by Almona. Even though Al Gis over there in the Gemara is Eitzel Achsan Yoachas, it doesn't say she was Almona, but the Meseches Derech Eretz says clearly that the story of Yeshua was with Almona, and therefore says the Magid Mishnah, it says Mefurish that Yeshua was Misachsein Eitzel Almona Achas. Memela, the Rambam holds that the Issa over here is Bal Kochoch Oni B'Kvias. If it's Arai, then it's Muta. And therefore says the Rambam, the case of Kvias normally is going to be even in the case where he has his own Dira. And since the deer is in the same chotze, Mamela, this is a Issa. Mashen Kein Ravid, says the Magid Mishnah, he holds that the Issa is even B'derech Arai. And since he holds even B'derech Arai, he holds that the case of Ushpiza over here is even in a case where it's in the same house. Therefore, the Issa is going to be even in the same house, even though it's an Arai and it's not B'kvias. So it comes out by Emes that the Machlekes Rambam Ravid, Lekula and Lechumer. There's one machlokes l'chumra. The Rambam holds he's a machmir, and he says that the issa is even in a different dira. But if it's in the same chotza of almona, this is also asa. And the Ravid holds the issa is only in a case where it's in the same house. But mitzad sheni, there's machlokes the other way around. The Rambam's also a mekel. The Rambam holds the issa is only bekvias, but if it's ara, it's muta. And the Ravid holds that even achsanya, it's asa. The Taz explains more in Simon Chof Beis, Sivkot and Yud, says the Taz that the Machlikas Rambam and Ravid over here is which Loshen to be Medayik in the Gemara. The Gemara says the Loshen, Loitishri, Bahabi Rav, Bush Pisa. The Rambam was Medayik, the beginning of the Loshen, Loitishri. The Loshen of Loitishri, says the Taz, is a Loshen of Kvias, like we find, Shchino Shuriyo Beneim. The Loshen of Tishri, this is a Kviastika dwelling, it's not a Dira of Aradik. Mashin came the Ravid was Madaik from the end, the Loshen Ushpiza, normally Ushpiza means Achlasas Erichim, not in the case where he has his own deer. And therefore the Ravid holds the Issa is even in the case of Achsanya, even in the case where it's only an Arai. Says the Taz, to answer the Kasha of the Magid Mishnah from the Gemara in Erevin, which you see that Rabbi Shua did, was Misachsin Eitzel Almona Echos, and according to the Ravid, it's also even Arai. Says the Taz, that according to the Ravid, the Issa to be Nish Tishri, like Tishri, Babi Rabu, Shpiza, to be together with Almona, even Bachnosas Urichim, is only in a case where it's a real case of Achnosas Urichim, where she eats, where he also eats from her food, and he doesn't just sleep there, he's Oichel Mishalo, and he doesn't pay for his stay. Mashinkin, if the person, the Talmud Chochem, would come and use the Almona like a hotel, like a punduk, and he'll pay the Almona for his stay, in that case, there's no Issa. And Mamela can say that Yeshua in the Gemara in Eovin ate from his own food and he paid for his stay like a pundak. And in this case, there's no Issa even according to the Ravid. This is the Chiddush of the Taz, that even according to the Ravid, that there's an Issa of Arai, but this is only if it's mamish a case of Achnas HaSeichim, where she's mamish feeding him also. In this case, there's an Issa for the Almona to let the have Achnas HaSeichim with the Tamid Choch. But in the Tziv in Mirim Yisodeh over here, he says that Be'emes, there's no raya hechrich, like the Magid Mishnah says, that the Ravid holds the Issa's even ba'arai, even in the case of Stam Achnosas Urchim. Perhaps you could say that the Ravid also agrees to the Rambam, that the whole Issa of Al Gomor is only bekvirs, and that's why we find that Rabbi Shua, b'derech arai, he was by Itzel Almona Achas, like the one says in Irvin. The whole Issa, even according to the Ravid, is only bekvirs. And the Ravid only means to be mchilek on the Rambam, that the Rambam says that the Issa is even in the same chotza. On that, the Ravid says, no, the Issa is only in the same house. But even in the house, the Rambam, the Ravid also holds that in the house has to be a kviyas diga oifen, and not if it's just an ayah of a chnosas oichim. And the Ravid also agrees to the Rambam in this case, lehokul, that only bederech kviyas is osa. And the tziv is medayik, like this Loshon HaGemara. The Gemara doesn't say, Osa le Tamad Chochem Lishkoin Bebeis Almona. The Gemara puts it together with the Issa, which you said before, of Amalta le Taru Bikalba, which is a Kviestig Oifen, that the Almona should not be Megadel le Kelev. Also, it says a Loshen that the Almona should not have a Tamad Chochem in his house, which is also a Mashma Kviestig Oifen, and not just Bederech Arai. And therefore, even the Rambam, even the Ravid agrees that the Issa is only Bekvias and not Bederech Arai. And therefore, we'd have to say the chiluk of the Taz, that the difference is whether he does pay to stay by the Almona or not. Now, the Taz over there in Sivkot and Yud points out that just like we said before from Tosfos in Bava Metzia, that the first halacha, that the Almona is not to be Megadel Kelev, is only a Chumri Ba'alma, so too this halacha of Letishri, Babi Rav, Ushpiza, is also only a Chumri Ba'alma. And it's not Meikah Adin like Zmashma in the Loshon of the Rambam and the Ravid. And says the Taz, this could be the reason why we're more makel b'zman hazeh, because we're seimach on shitas ha-toisvus, that b'emes is not really issa gomo, it's only at lozus sefasayim. And Igus Moshe also has marich la'alocha b'zman hazeh in chile gimel simin yutes. What's the alocha b'zman hazeh, or b'shas hadchak, to be seimach about this alocha of al tamut chochem in the bayis of al-mona. Al-Kapon, just to summarize this din of Letishri, Babi Rabu Shpiza, we said there's a machlokes, Rambam and Raiva, the clear machlokes, whether is this Issa only in the person in Almona's house, or is it Issa even in the Chotza also, this is a clear machlokes between Rambam and Raiva. Then there's another shaila, what is the halacha of a Arai Digit kind of dwelling, not Dafka, a Kvius? Bekvius is Zicha Asa, the shaila is what is the din Arai? The Rambam is Mavur, the Arai is Muta, and in the Raiva, the Chiria Mashma, that Bemikre is also Asa. And the Taz says that's only also in a case where you don't pay any money. And the Nativ says that even according to the Ravid, Bemikre and Arai is also mutter. And the only reason why it's also is only in the case where it's kvius like the shittas of Rambam. And there's no machlekes Rambam and Ravid benegea aray, and the whole is only be kvius, and the machlekes is only about the chotzer, or is it the same house only? Now another point, just the Rambam says that this, even though there is a issa of letishi babi abu shpiza, this is only if the Talmud Chochem himself is living in the chotzer. But if he lives there together with his wife, just like we find in Yichud, there's a het of ishto imoy, who are then this issa of letishi babi abu shpiza is also mutter if he's ishto imoy. And this din is also pasuk in the Shulchan Aruch over there in Sif Yud. Another nekuda, the Rambam is mavu also when he brings on his halacha, that he brings it like the Loshan HaGemorah, that's also for the Talmud Chochem, like the Loshan HaGemorah says Ba'bei Rav. And we find always that Talmud Chochem should be more makpid on chashodis, on isurim, mishuma chashad. The Gemara in Brochus, Mem Gimel Amud Beis, says a few isurim that the Talmud Chochem is also mepnei chashad. And the Rambam holds this is also one of the isurim on the Talmud Chochem. But the Meir says in Bar Metzia, Ein Aleph Amud Aleph, that the Gemara doesn't mean a Talmud Chochem only, the Gemara means even a Talmud Chochem. The chiddush of the Gemara is that Letishi Ba'bei Rav, even a Talmud Chochem is not allowed to. And Kolshkin, every single person is not allowed to. The chiddush of the Meir, that the Issa is not dafka about Talmud Chochem, it's in even every single person. The Gemara, further on the Omid, says, Adin of Ebyechen and Abishosh, Bar Nochash Al Chavo, Hitil Bozuame. And the Gemara says, Yochi Yisrael Nami? Says the Gemara, Yisrael Shomdu Ala Sinai Poska Zuamosam. It's interesting to point out that the Tosfos Chachmi Anglia over here says that this is what we say about Hagodah Shel Pesach, Ilu Kevonu Lifnei Asinai V'Leinos Anonu Es HaToyer Dayenu. And the Kasha is very mefusim, everyone knows the question, everyone asks, that L'Choyer, if the Yidin were standing on the HaSinai and they wouldn't receive the Torah, there's no point at all for them to be in front of HaSinai. How can we say on this, Ilu Kevonu Lifnei Asinai V'Leinos Anonu Es HaToyer Dayenu, this will be enough. What do we have from standing by HaSinai? Says the Tosfos Chachmi Anglia that according to our Gemara, we can understand the Gemara says, Yehochi Yisrael Nami, but Yisrael Shomdu Al Sinai, Poska Zua Mosom. Says the Tosfos Chachmi Anglia that the Poska Zua Mosom, this took place by the Amida, by the standing by Al Sinai, even without getting the Torah, that itself, that we stood by Al Sinai, was enough to be Poska Zua Mosom. And this is what we say, Ilu Kivonu Lifnei Al Sinai, Bilu Nosanon Zatayer, Dayenu, for this Maila that was Poska Zua Mosom. And by this, we find in many Rishonim already say that this is the Pshat in Dayenu, because of Al Gemara or Poska Zua Mosom, by the Maimed Al Sinai itself, even without the Torah. This is the Chuvas Arrived in Simon Yud Aleph, and the Orchis Chaim in Leil Pesach, Simon Lamed Ches. And Avu Dra'am also in Seder Agoda Lil She Pesach. And it's read in Gilin Ksavyad from Machzevitri in Simon Tzadik Zayin. Also, they all say that the reason why we say Elokevonu Lifnei HaSinai V'Leinos Anonu Tzatoyer Dayenu is because the Maimed HaSinai itself was enough to go and have a Posko Zu Amosam, and now we say Dayenu.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.